This is the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast, challenge number 28. Well, here we go. Did you miss playing live music trivia with us last Saturday night? Or do you just want to challenge yourself on your knowledge of pop and classic rock and roll music? We'll play the great opening notes from five songs with a theme. And we'll see if you can identify the title, the artist, and if you're really good, maybe even the year. So thanks for downloading, and thanks for listening, and thanks for playing along. Our clues and the featured songs this week are the same ones that you would have heard if you had played music trivia with us this past Saturday night at one of our live trivia shows. We'll tell you a little bit more about that in just a minute. But first, let's get to the clues. And this week we have a theme. All of the titles of our featured songs have something in common. So here we go. Let's get to it. Hit number one was from 1965. Yeah, we play each clue two times, so you make sure that you hear it real good. Hit number two is from 1969. All of the featured songs tonight were top 10 hits, and several were number ones. This one is from 1971. Hit number four is from 1987. And we wrap it up with a hit from 2005. There you have it. Those are the clues, and the answers are coming up in just a minute. But first, something a little bit different in this edition of the podcast version of our clues. In the past, we have reached back and used the bonus questions from past live music trivia shows. They may have been from a couple of weeks before or a couple of months prior, but beginning with this episode of our Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast, we are featuring the clues and the songs from the previous Saturday night. So if you missed playing live music trivia with us, you can still hear the clues and see how you would have done. And we always know that there are a goodly number of listeners who download the show who literally live all over the world. And obviously it's a long commute to come and play trivia with us on Saturday night. So this is a chance for you to still enjoy the challenges. Music trivia, of course, is on Saturday nights. We have general knowledge and adult trivia the rest of the week all over the Atlanta area. You can find out more by going to thetriviafactory.com. And by the way, if you're in the Atlanta area or going to be visiting and or you already play trivia with us somewhere else, let me invite you all to come out on Monday nights when I host trivia at great little restaurant, Wings and Things, in Fayetteville, Georgia. All right, enough of the administrative minutiae. Let's get to the answers. Five songs with a theme, and hit number one, 1965. Went to number one on the charts for the four tops, and I can't help myself. Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch. A I Can't Help Myself was written and produced by Motown's main production team of Holland Dozier Holland. The song is one of the most well-known Motown tunes of the 1960s. It has the distinction of being one of the few songs to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for two non-consecutive weeks. The first time, June 12th through the 19th, 1965, and then it gave up the position for a week to the Byrds' Mr. Tambourine Man before regaining the top spot a week later on June 26th. Hit number two tonight from 1969. It was another number one hit from the bubblegum group The Archies. This was Sugar Sugar. Well, the Archies were a fictional garage band founded by Archie Andrews, Reggie Mantle, and Jughead Jones. Those, of course, a group of characters from the animated TV series The Archie Show. In reality, the music was recorded by session musicians featuring Ron Dante on vocals. Dante was the voice of a number of bands from the 60s, including the Cufflinks, who recorded the song Tracy in 1969, which was a hit. Later, he was a producer for Barry Manilow, and he sang background vocals on Barry Manilow's song Mandy. Hit number three was from 1971. Classic rock and roll, number one hit from the Rolling Stones. It's Brown Sugar. Brown Sugar was the opening track and the first single from the Stones' 1971 album, Sticky Fingers. The song was primarily written by Mick Jagger, who wrote it sometime during the filming of the movie Ned Kelly, which he starred in. It was originally recorded over a three-day period at Muscle Shoals Sound Studio in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, during December of 1969, but it was not released until, over a year later due to some legal wranglings. Hit number four this week, 1987. It's Def Leppard's Pour Some Sugar On Me. Yeah, it was one of two top 10 hits on the U.S. Hot 100 for Def Leppard, and it came from the album Hysteria. It reached number two on the U.S. Hot 100 and later became an MTV classic. It is generally regarded as the band's signature song. And by the way, the idea for the song was reportedly came from a line from our previously featured song, The Archies' Sugar, Sugar. Near the end of that song, there's a line that goes, "Pour a little sugar on me, baby." And hit number five this week. It's from 2005. Top 10 hit for Fall Out Boy. It's Sugar, We're Going Down. Well, it was from the album From Under the Cork Tree, and Fall Out Boy bass player Peter Wentz wrote the lyrics. In 2006, he told a Rolling Stone magazine interviewer that he wrote the lyrics in Chicago. He said he was with his dad, and they were listening to some old music where they always say things like sugar and honey and stuff like that. So he said, "Why doesn't anyone do that anymore?" He did, and Sugar, We're Going Down was the result. Well, there you have it. How'd you do this week? The theme this week, quite obviously, the word sugar. Well, your comments and feedback are always appreciated. You can reach us at jimradio@gmail.com. And show notes are on my blog at jimdriscoll.net. So thanks for downloading, thanks for listening, and thanks for playing along. We'll see you next time on the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge podcasts.